I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Podcast Network Asia.
You're listening to Project Loving Myself Podcast, a well-being podcast that shares stories of self-love, mental fortitude, and self-discovery. Hosted by life designer and well-being coach, Sanaya Gurnamal.
Hi, I'm Sanaya Gurnamal, and this is the Project Loving Myself Podcast. Join me each week as we navigate through aha moments, new ideas, and flashes of insight from candid conversations that inspire you to get started on your own project of loving yourself. Because the most important relationship you will ever have is the relationship that you have with yourself. You matter.
This is Project Loving Myself.
Hey there, and welcome back to Project Loving Myself. Life, you know, is like a story unfolding right before our eyes, a tale woven together, one page at a time, through the choices we make. Yep, every choice we make is a little plot twist in our life story. And many times, we make these choices without giving them a second thought, not fully realizing the ripples they create. So today I'm throwing down a challenge. I'm asking you to become more aware, more intentional in the choices you make. Why? Because behind every action you take, there's a choice. And these choices, well, they're the architects of your life. Think about it. One day in the future, you might find yourself wondering, how did I end up here? But you see, you got there with every choice you made. So let's understand our inner world, the choices we make, and uncover the incredible power they hold in our lives on today's episode. So a long time ago, I watched a movie called Sliding Doors, starring the ever-talented Gwyneth Paltrow. Do you remember that? I don't know if you saw that movie, but it was something that really stuck with me over all these years. The film was an exploration of how small, seemingly insignificant choices or actions can actually send our lives hurtling down entirely different paths. The movie followed Gwyneth's character, Helen, through a series of events, splitting her life in two parallel scenarios based on one simple act, whether she caught a train or missed it. So what happens is in one reality, she gets fired from work. So she gets on the train, because she has to leave work early, obviously, and then reaches home to find her boyfriend in bed with another woman. She dumps him, finds another man, and completely turns around her life. In the other reality, which is shown side by side in the movie, she gets fired from work, but she misses the train going home. So by the time she actually gets home, the woman that her boyfriend is sleeping with has already left. And from that point onwards, life goes down a different path because she never catches him cheating. Instead, she gets increasingly suspicious of his infidelity and ends up becoming very miserable. One small event, getting on the train or missing it, had the power to change the course of her life. Now, this movie stayed with me over the years because it highlighted something that I believe to be fundamentally true. Every choice we make, no matter how small, has a consequence. It's the law of cause and effect, where every action has an equal and opposite reaction. Remember that from physics? Our lives are made up of a series of choices we make, and each choice creates a ripple effect that reverberates through time. Now, let me share a personal story that completely illustrates the power of our choices. There was a point in my life when I found myself at a crossroads, considering the possibility of getting back together with an ex who actually really, really hurt me. We both still felt a strong connection to each other, and we wanted to explore where it might lead. I had a couple of, second thoughts there, but we did share something truly special once upon a time. Now, I was still wondering if reconnecting with him would lead us back to each other or prove that we were never good together to begin with. However, fate had other plans. I attended my cousin's wedding in Cebu, Philippines, and there I collided with someone who came literally out of nowhere and walked right into my life. He was completely new to me and completely different from the kind of men that I was dating. Our connection was magnetic, and we just couldn't get enough of each other. We talked for hours and hours upon end when I returned to Dubai after the wedding. And so I found myself torn between two potential paths. On one side, there was the pull of reconnecting with my ex, and that was kind of tempting. And on the other hand, the excitement of this budding new connection with someone new. It was a choice I had to make and a decision that was weighing down on my heart. I felt confused, and there were all these thoughts going on in my mind. But as I sat down with myself in my quiet space, connecting with that inner version of me, my inner wisdom, the choice became clear. I couldn't explore both possibilities, both relationships simultaneously. It was like a matter of integrity, and it wasn't about them. It wasn't about being, in integrity with each of these two now new options in my life, but it was more about being integrity with myself. I knew that to give a new connection, a new relationship, the attention and energy it deserved, I had to firmly close the door on the past. So I met my ex for a coffee and I told him everything. I just laid it all out. As keen as I was to see where our relationship could go, I had met someone new and I felt compelled. I wanted to give this new connection my undivided attention.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
And I could have just got to know this new guy while keeping things open with the ex, but it just wasn't what I wanted. And telling him that was a hard conversation as I stumbled at finding the right words to say. But I knew I was doing the right thing. And I felt it. I felt that this was the most noble thing to do in this situation, was to tell him the truth and tell him that I was choosing someone else. I wanted to explore something that I knew nothing about, but something was pushing me in that direction. You see, life operates on a simple principle. What you give is what you get. It's karma. It's truth. What goes around does come around. You've heard it, as you sow, so shall you reap. And you've heard it in so many different ways. So either I had to give my 100% to someone, or I'd be unlikely to get that back. So I decided to go all in and take the risk of ending up with nothing. A month later, this man that I met at the Indian wedding proposed to me, and I said yes. I knew he was the one I wanted to spend my life with. It was really one of those meant to be. Now imagine if I'd kept both doors open. Would things have unfolded as quickly as they did? Probably not. I think I would have just postponed my future and had to grapple with the consequences of not being true to myself and even to the people involved. Ultimately, it would have been deceit in some way if I was stringing them both along. I would have created all this negative energy of hiding the truth as I kept my options open, which is what a lot of people say you should do. Getting the guy at the end reinforced my belief that living a life guided by virtues is essential. The universe has this incredible way of reflecting back to us what we put into it. It is that law of sowing and reaping. Our actions bear consequences, neither good or bad, but consequences nonetheless. So what's the takeaway in all of this? When you make choices in your life, be mindful of their consequences. Embrace the responsibility and hold yourself accountable for every decision you make. Your choices are like seeds, and the future is the harvest. So plant them wisely. As I leave you with this insight, we've reached the end of today's episode. I hope you found inspiration and wisdom in recognizing the power of your choices and becoming more mindful of them. Remember, life is a magnificent tapestry woven from the threads of your decisions. So choose with intention, act with integrity, and embrace the beautiful consequences that follow. But as much as every choice you make matters, you always get a second chance, or a third, or a fourth, whatever you need to get it right. Which reminds me, I've teamed up with the incredible life coach Kimi Lu to bring you an intimate workshop on embracing second chances. It'll be a safe space where you can explore your journey, share your experiences, and connect with like-minded souls who believe in the value of personal growth. We'll talk about walking away from what no longer serves you, just like I did, prioritizing self-love, because self-love is an act of commitment to yourself, and creating a life that aligns with your true purpose. Because when you have your purpose, it's easy to make the right decision. This workshop is a chance to learn, to heal, to let go, and to expand your mind. To register, check out the link in the episode description or go to my link in bio on Instagram on @SanayaGurnimal or @ProjectLovingMyselfPodcast and grab your spot now. As always, if you have any thoughts, stories, or questions about the journey of making choices, don't hesitate to reach out. I love hearing from you, and your experiences can inspire others on their journeys too. Robert Bach said, "We design our life through the choices we make, and therefore your life is really a sum of every choice that you made and all the consequences that have come from those choices. So as you choose, you create, and this is the life that you're living." On that note, until next time, my dear listener, keep making choices that resonate with your heart, for they are the brushstrokes that paint the masterpiece of your life. Take care, keep loving yourself, and remember, you are loved. This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Network Asia and powered by Pod Machine. We'll be right back.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.